Welcome to Shattering Myths, a program devoted to the most important, fastest growing, and now largest segment of society. To those who know that the world's political, religious, military, economic, and media institutions are corrupt, that they are counterproductive, that they're filled with idiots, and that they cannot be improved. Our phone number, if you'd like to engage in this discussion, either pro or con, is toll-free, 877-300-7645. There are so many of them out there, and it's amazing how many of them have access to the media. John D. Sutter is an example. He's a columnist for CNN. He is paid to provide his opinion. He is the creator of CNN's Change the List project. He wrote an editorial for CNN. It's just makes you want to vomit. I mean, if I could vomit on him, I'd probably do so. If there was ever a person that you would wish Ebola on, John Sutter would be the example. He said there's one upside of the saddening news that an Ebola case has been discovered in Dallas. It might catalyze the world to help stop this crisis. Donations to fight Ebola have been just a drop in the bucket of what's needed and are much smaller than those given for other disasters. The reason? Well, unlike an earthquake or a hurricane, Ebola isn't an event. In a tornado or a volcano, you've got visible examples of what's happening, and you know your dollar will feed and clothe someone tonight. Yeah, right. That's ludicrous. The Ebola outbreak, well, it's been going on for a while. It's complicated. It's hard to find something tangible. You don't know when it's going to end. It's a more difficult story. Oh, just absolutely full of it. The problem with Ebola is that it goes against the whole notion of political correctness, of multiculturalism, of integration, of everybody's just fine. We're all, no matter how devastating, no matter how diseased, no matter how contagious, no matter how deadly and destructive a doctrine is or a religion is or a political foe is, we all just should see the best in each other, embrace one another, and get along. But when you do that with Ebola, the death toll goes from hundreds to thousands, and from thousands to tens of thousands, and from tens of thousands to perhaps 100,000 or more. Ebola is the perfect antidote, at least for those who have their heads screwed on, which John Sutter doesn't, for political correctness. The only way to resolve this disease is quarantine, isolation. It's the only way to resolve the disease of Islam. Quarantine, total isolation. Stop doing business with them in the case of Muslims. If they want to kill each other, let them do so, but don't provide the weapons. Don't provide the incentive. Don't pay them via OPEC. Disengage. It's the only sane approach to Islam, which is the world's most deadly disease. But Ebola is its most visible analog. And so, John, you just don't get it. The solution to Ebola isn't money. You can't throw money at it and make it go away. The solution to Ebola isn't tears of compassion. The most compassionate thing one can do relative to Ebola is to isolate and quarantine. Allow those who have it to die. Don't send the troops in. Obama's now increased the number of U.S. military personnel going to fight Ebola to 3,000. Those infected need to be isolated. That way, the death toll and suffering is kept to a minimum. It's not about money. It's not about caring. It's about doing the right thing. And the right thing in this case is completely opposed to political correctness, so the John Sutters who are paid for their opinion by CNN haven't got a clue. He says, I'm hopeful the news that Ebola has come to the United States might persuade donors here to contribute to the many organizations that need help managing the crisis and ensuring that it doesn't spread further. You want to keep it from spreading into the United States? Ban Americans from going there. And those who sneak through, that meander around through other countries to go there, stop them from coming back. Yes, sir.
How much has been given to the trying to find a cure for AIDS and cancer and a ton of other diseases?
Countless billions.
Countless billions. And are we
right.
in, like, now I guess we can make it to where with AIDS you can at least live with it.
You know, but none of the money that went to AIDS research to the government it prevailed. The research that was funded by big pharmacy. I know your conspiracy theorists out there just hate big pharmacy. But the research that was funded by big pharmacy long before the government became involved, ultimately, two of the drugs proved successful once they emerged from long durations of trial. But the free enterprise system, before it was just completely cratered by this oppressive government, prevailed in AIDS, but it had nothing to do with bleeding hearts. And in the case of and HIV, by the way, is unresolved in Africa. There's countries in Africa where half the population has HIV. It is a moral issue there in terms of unprotected sex. In terms of cancer, yeah, there's some cancers that we can treat a little better, that we can determine their outbreak a little sooner. But, you know, we are a long way from having a cure for cancer, and we've been throwing money at that puppy for a very, very, very long time.
And now, the people that run these foundations, are they all getting quite a bit of money for?
Of course. But you look at Ebola. The only drug that has shown initial promise in Ebola. And although it's been tested now on a half a dozen people with mixed results, no better results really than the overall survival rate of this particular strain of Ebola, and never gone through clinical trials, it wasn't funded because people had bleeding hearts and decided, you know, I think I'm going to invest. It was developed through research. You know, free enterprise is a marvelous economic system, and we have declared war on it in this country, and we make it sound like bleeding heart compassion is the enlightened way to go, and the same editorialists here would praise raising corporate taxes, increasing government regulations, doing everything that against what actually works, while squandering money through trying to resolve a problem like Ebola through donations. That isn't going to resolve it. So, yeah, I think he's an idiot. And what he's talking about doesn't work. But idiots have access to the levers of power and influence in this country. And it's a shame. He says that it's a good thing that Ebola has come to the United States. You know, maybe he can catch it. Why don't you go down there and play a doctor? Maybe he'll catch it. And he could then be the face of Ebola in America. The finding could also lead to a better understanding of the disease, of course, and the knowledge about how to stop its spread. What an idiot. So, Ebola, which we know how it spreads. So, the guy writing this editorial is an absolute nincompoop. He ought to have had the editorial pulled, except there isn't anybody in the editorial staff for CNN that's got three brain cells. We know exactly how it spreads. We know that there isn't any cure. We know that even the ZMAT drug that has some... Well, you can't even say, you know, they had an initial promise in monkeys and has had uncertain success in the human population, that it's throwing money at this problem isn't going to cause more of it. It's our understanding of this disease isn't going to change by it being in the United States. You know, I probably understand Islam. In fact, I would say I understand Islam better than any American. I didn't have to become a Muslim to understand Islam. I could study Islamic behavior. I could study Islamic countries. More importantly, I could study the five earliest accounts of Muhammad and his creation of Islam, of the development of Allah and the religion and the context of the Quran. I could study it without being infected by it. And the same is true with Islam, with Ebola. It isn't time to panic. Medical expert says it's unlikely that a single Ebola case reported in Dallas will spread. Well, the fact of the matter is that we've been importing Ebola cases all over the place. In fact, we brought in another Ebola patient this weekend, a cameraman for NBC News. But there's almost every day we're bringing Ebola patients into the United States. So we're doing our level best to infect America. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported last week that if nothing more is done, from 555,000 to 1.4 million could become affected by Ebola by January in Liberia and Sierra Leone alone. Yes? The odds that nothing more will be done are zero. Zero. The odds that that this Ebola outbreak will reach 1.4 million, I think it's nothing but a scare tactic. I don't see that as being remotely possible. That it's going to go from, 3,500 to 4,000, somewhere in that range, and that in the next few months, it's going to increase from 3,000 to 4,000 to 1.4 million. I'd say the chances of that are awesomely slim. The only way that could happen is for us to do what we normally do. Americans have this tendency to think that anytime something bad happens in the world, that we have to do something. And we usually do the wrong thing. If everybody continues to do the wrong thing, it'll make the impossible possible. Yes, I'm going to give my Moron of the Week award to John Sutter, columnist for CNN, a leader there and contributing to their opinions. He is bemoaning the fact that the United Nations said in September that it'll take $1 billion to contain the Ebola outbreak. He then said that they have raised thus far half the money, $500 million. Although CNN money report is they've raised $388 million. Of that, the Gates Foundation gave $50 million, largest single individual gift. The U.S. Federal government gave $175 million, plus all the costs associated with 300 troops, which means the United States is more than half of the total contribution to fighting a disease that is an ocean away. That means that all the Muslims in the world, Saudi Arabia, where the fiefdom has billions, and the Qatar, which is the gun-running merchants of the world, and the United Arab Emirates that have all this money to spend on defense and to spend on weapons for poached size fiefdoms, Kuwait, who the United States saved from Saddam Hussein, that all these countries, they got squat going. African countries, Egypt, nothing. Libya, nothing. Tunisia, nothing. Morocco, nothing. You know, what's wrong with people taking care of their own? Is that a lost art in this world? Why would John Sutter be bemoaning the United States when the United States has footed half the bill for a disease that is only in the United States because we've imported them? See, out of his ever-loving mind, he compares it to Hurricane Katrina, where he said that Americans gave $3.8 billion to fellow Americans. Yeah? Makes perfect sense. Americans giving money to fellow Americans, taking care of their own. Lovely gesture, $3.8 billion. Who in their right mind would want to donate money to the United Nations? And it is a corrupt, evil, repulsive organization. Why would anyone that has 1 ounce of moral fiber want to contribute to an organization that goes out of its way to side with the Muslims against Israel? No matter how vicious, no matter how terroristic, no matter how cruel, no matter how dishonest the Islamic terrorists are, the United Nations is always ready to raise their banner. Yes, let's declare a state of Palestine. Always ready to condemn Israel, no matter how merciful that country acts. And this idiot wants Americans to rally around the United Nations and donate money to them? Is he out of his ever-loving mind? What do you think giving money to the United Nations is going to do? In Liberia. You know, buy a kid a home? I don't think so. You know, a friend sent me a picture today. It just shows you just how lost we are. It was this ocean of aid that had been brought in, all of it, by transport airplanes, where the freight would have even exceeded by a long shot the value of the products themselves. But it was an ocean of everything you can imagine, from mattresses to foodstuffs to weapons to everything you could possibly imagine. Oceans of it being surveyed by Muslims in Iraq. Let's just give until we bleed to death. Well, what on earth are we thinking? They're engaged in a civil war that we unleashed. We're supplying the weapons on both sides. We're against both sides. We're in league with both sides. We broke the country, and now we want to give them billions of dollars worth of trinkets? Do you think it's going to make them love us? Do you think it's going to resolve the civil war? And now what we need to have is airlifts of American supplies into Liberia? What good is it going to do? The answer, as it relates to Ebola, is to stop being politically correct, to quarantine this terrible disease. The answer is the same for Islam. Stop being politically correct. Open your mind, come and embrace the truth, and realize that the only solution for terrorism is complete criminalization of Islam and quarantine of the disease. The same with Ebola. A related story, the United States is sending the first 1,400 of what was pledged to be 3,000 and now will be 4,000 U.S. troops to Liberia in the midst of the hot zone for Ebola. You have people without free will that the President of the United States can manipulate at his will are going to confront Ebola. Now, what's interesting is that half of those are 101st Airborne Division. Now, what in the world do paratroopers have to do with stopping Ebola? 101st Airborne Division, when that's 700 of the troops.
Well, what they're going to do is, since they said there'd be no boots on the ground, they were just going to parachute them and have them stay slightly above.
That was Iraq and Syria. We have no boots on the ground. Although we've got about 5,000 troops and 5,000 CIA and State Department personnel in Iraq. So we've got 10,000 boots on the ground in Iraq. But yeah, they're not going to be hovering.
Well, Ebola can't get above 5 feet off the ground, something like that. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the fellow that is administering it, Major General Gary Volesky, said it's called Operation United Assistance. It's a critical mission. and it's going to be run through United States of America International Aid, and it is to contain the Ebola virus and to save lives. You can't save the life of an Ebola victim. That Ebola runs its course. In an ideal circumstance where you have, you know, intravenous fluids and drugs and a sterile environment, and you're given the best just overall support, which is way beyond the capacity of the world to deal with those in Liberia. You're not going to bring that kind of care to Liberia. And it's not sane to do it in America. I mean, one of the problems where we get our health care costs so out of whack is we spend way too much money on the few. There are diseases that just cost way too much to try to resolve. And Ebola, between the airlift from Liberia to the United States and then the intensive care and all of the devoted staff and resources, the cost to save one Ebola patient is way out of whack. You just can't afford it. A country can't afford it. Individuals can't afford it. Insurers can't afford it. It's just prohibitive. And if you're going to have a healthcare system that makes sense, either the individuals are going to, you know, if you've socked away millions of dollars for your own longevity, you know, you can spend any way you want to. But when you have socialized medicine, as we do, and where the tab is paid by the taxpayers, we ought not be spending the kind of money that is required to create that kind of an environment. And beyond that, those who live and those who die, it's basically whose system is strong enough to resist the disease. You know, about 30% of those who catch it can. 70% of those who catch it can't. You aren't there to save lives. If that's your mission, is to save lives, then your mindset is wrong again. It's the politically correct mindset that is so destructive here. The only way that Ebola goes from thousands to over a million is that if we continue to do the wrong things, act irresponsibly, which is our history. You know, we do the wrong thing because we think we have to do something. The Pentagon announced on Friday that the original number of Americans that without any free will or choice of their own that are going to be sent to confront Ebola in the hot zone for Ebola is in fact 4,000, not 3,000. An American freelance TV cameraman working for NBC News, I've mentioned this, but just to get you a little more detail, was flown back to the United States for treatment after testing positive for Ebola. Mukpo was the fourth American to have contracted Ebola in Liberia. The video journalist, yeah, he's a cameraman, reported symptoms on Wednesday and was running a slight fever. He is being treated and was being treated in the Liberian capital of Monrovia and is being flown back to the United States. I had Scott talk in my ear and said we have Glenn on the line. His camera woman, or he's a cameraman, the person administrating his activities on behalf of NBC was Nancy Siderman, and she is just all giddy that the U.S. government is coming to NBC's rescue with regard to this individual. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, Samaritan's Purse came to the rescue of the first two Americans to contract Ebola and be flown back to the United States. That's a Christian charity. I'm disappointed that they would spend the money of their donors in that way. But NBC, of course, has leverage over the administration because they report what they would call news and can slant it in favor of the administration. So acting on behalf of NBC is considered politically correct. Hello, Glenn. Welcome.
Hello, Yada. First of all, Scott just said something about boots on the ground, just as an aside. That boots on the ground problem has been solved. The Army is procuring 80,000 pairs of Converse Chuck Taylor All-Star high tops.
Oh,
and
perfect.
That's going to solve the boots on the ground problem.
Okay, so we're going to have high taps are capable of capable of leaping to great heights. I'm sure we'll come out over the way. Yeah, we'll come up with a way of justifying the unjustifiable.
Well, I think they're trying to. Actually, I think what they're trying to do, Obama's saying, I'm saying they're what's going on. I think they're trying to escalate the hype of the rhetoric to the point that they can make it seem that there's popular demand for boots on the ground, and then he gets to say, well, I don't want to do it. You know, you made me do it. I mean, this is you. You know, we're acquiescing to the demands of the U.S. populace.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think that's not so, Obama's mindset. Obama's mindset is he wants to be perceived, and he views himself as the Messiah of the world, the great savior of the world, as the leader of the world. And as such, he wants to use America's military not as what they were designed. They took an oath to protect the United States, something that they never do, and are instead being deployed to try to protect people infected with a horrible disease. And so it's Obama playing the role of world dignitary, world's leader of the, he's kind of a prototype for what we're going to experience in the Torahless one, known to Christians as the Antichrist. He'll be a very similar persona.
Well, the Holy Bulls, I mean, I'm assuming they're actually, you know, the only thing you can do with guns is shoot people trying to get out of quarantine areas. But I think back to the Spanish flu and realize that was disseminated from the U.S. Army base, had nothing to do with Spain. And if you can infect the U.S. Army and their army military personnel in over 120 countries worldwide, that's still a very good way to spread something. You know, these guys are bringing back, we're moving here, moving there. Well, I'm a bit perplexed about the present Ebola outbreak. And there's in terms of symptomatology, like the classic Ebola Zaire that you would hear about, it was always touted that it was a hemorrhagic disorder. So you have bleeding from every orifice of the body.
Right.
Then you have this other phenomenon of DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation, in which the blood sort of turns to jello in the blood vessels. Now, we're hearing a lot about things like diarrhea and vomiting, but we're not hearing anything, it seems, about this hemorrhaging from every orifice of the body. I mean, maybe it's happening, but there's no mention being made about it on DIC. I mean, if you've got intravascular coagulation, one would assume, I'm guessing, that they would, you know, a big part of therapy, even just to try and keep the person alive, would be the administration of IV fluids and then possibly like anticoagulants like heparin. Not hearing anything about any of this, it makes me wonder if this is a mutated strain, a manipulated strain, or does it, you know, is it something else?
Yeah, because it is clearly a manipulated strain. This is a strain not from the Congo, which is where most came from. It has a much lower fatality rate, which makes it far more lethal because rather than recognizing that the most merciful thing to do would be to let those infected die, since there is hope for life, family members and others are trying to save victims, which is causing the disease to spread. But you're right. The other issue is that Ebola was always best known for hemorrhaging out of every orifice of the body, from the eyes, from the ears, from the nose, from the mouth, and you bled out.
Not so much you bled out. No, it was the DIC that caused organ failure. The death was organ failure because your your blood not able to circulate through the organ systems of the body. So while the hemorrhaging was grotesque, you weren't actually losing enough fluid volume to cause shock or to kill. It was the failure of the organ system.
I didn't mean that you bled out and that was the cause of death. No, it's organ failure that is the cause of death, but you bled out of every orifice of the body. That's what that was its most common symptom. And now the most common symptom is projectile vomiting and uncontrolled diarrhea. So it is
which sounds more like a GI bug than Ebola. You know, I'm wondering, like, you know, are we sure this is Ebola? Are they lying? Or they change it? What's going on here? You know.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen a lot of pictures of those that have Ebola, and you see very little of the kind of pictures that we saw when it was in the Congo, of bodies that were covered and caked in blood, particularly heads and faces from the hemorrhaging of blood. And so it is, I agree with you. There is something going on here that has not been communicated. And it's a wonder that we could send so many people there and bring so many infected people here with a disease that is not consistent with the history of this disease and have no one talk about it. You know, you are unique in this regard in pointing out that this particular strain of Ebola is inconsistent with the disease of Ebola as we have known it over this past century. What's going on? What are we not being told? My least favorite collegiate football player, Heisman Trophy winner, Jameis Winston, who avoided criminal charges because the Florida State University and the Florida Tallahassee Police Department acted collectively like imbeciles.
Numerous charges. He's not
right.
not just the sexual assault charge.
Right.
He's skipped out on being charged with shoplifting and a bunch of other stuff, too.
Yeah, including his first woman that he sexually assaulted. This woman that made the news was actually the second woman that we know that he has sexually assaulted. And, you know, he just is a bad dude. And then he, of course, missed a football game because he yelled obscenities and demeaning statements about women in the middle of the Miami campus. Somewhere along the way, they just need to shut this boy down. And they should have done it a long time ago.
I want to know what he could have said that got him suspended to where the sexual assault was like, this was the line that they drew here.
Yeah, right, right. Two sexual assaults.
Two sexual assaults?
No. Theft? No. We're not.
But, man, you're going to say something in the student gym?
Yeah.
Whoa, all right.
It was pretty bad, yeah. Well, the news now is that the last woman that he sexually assaulted is likely to sue him in civil court. There is a really sad story out of Charlottesville, Virginia, and that is the man that was charged with abducting a missing University of Virginia student. I don't know if you're following this story. Has been accused of multiple sexual assaults that no one bothered to prosecute. And this is a combination of universities being bastions of immorality and of us having policies in this country where the few are protected at the risk of the many. The African-American perpetrator's name is Jesse Leroy Matthew. And he was arrested down in Texas, fleeing his last abduction, probably abduction, we would assume, rape and murder of Hannah Graham, who disappeared several weeks ago. Her body has not been found. Come to find out that Jesse Leroy Matthew has a rap sheet longer than your arm. Yeah, his rap sheet is far worse than the young man, the gentle giant that was gunned down and unarmed by a white police officer in Ferguson. You know, who turns out, we just didn't get to read his juvenile rap sheet because we're just not given access to information. It's withheld from us. Well, as it turns out, this individual, Matthew, was a student at Christopher Newport University in Newport News, Virginia. He was accused of sexual assault, but simply left the school a month later, and the school officials decided not to charge him. It's kind of like Florida State. We're not going to charge him. Nope, not going to hold him accountable. He's no longer our problem. He left the school. He then went to Liberty University. Yeah, Falwell U. And at Liberty University, he was accused of raping a student on campus. But the matter was dropped. Liberty University never prosecuted him. He was just let go. When good people fail to stand up against evil, evil prevails. This fellow didn't just abduct and murder one person. He's now linked to two murders, as well as multiple attempted rapes. And he was out, able to perpetrate his harm, because we as a nation no longer stand up. We've lost our backbone. We've lost our moral compass. And we have a system now in America where the privacy rights of perpetrators is more important than the security rights of the people of this country. Yes, Liberty University said he broke a rule at Liberty, which is to engage in sex. So we booted him out of the school, as opposed to prosecuting him for rape. Virginia police said that there is a forensic link that connects Matthew to the case of the university student Morgan Harrington, whose body was found in a hayfield 3 months after she vanished in 2009. As it turns out, that hayfield is immediately adjacent to this man's, Matthew's, grandmother. Immediately adjacent. Which is likely that he abused the kidnapped woman, the first one, at his grandmother's house and simply dragged her into the field when he was done with her.